Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of Marketing O'Clock with Reaction Power. My name is Gladys Mondango, and I'm so glad you're tuned in. Happy Women's History Month and belated Happy International Women's Day to my amazing colleague and co-host today.
And to you too, Gladys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And welcome to Marketing O'Clock with Reaction Power, Lorene. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lorene Awiti, and I am Marketing Associate at Reaction Power. I am so excited to be part of the hosts today and looking forward to the interesting discussion that we're going to have.
Awesome. And I'm super excited about today's topic. And I'm sure you are too, Lorene, because we are both very passionate about it, right?
You can bet I am.
So we recently commemorated International Women's Day, and we are still celebrating Women's History Month. And therefore, today we'll be talking about women, and specifically about women in tech.
That's right. And in line with the 2022 International Women's Day campaign theme, we will be discussing how to break the bias for women in tech.
Let's get right into it. What are some of the forms through which many women face inequality today? Talk of pay discrepancies,
non-inclusive benefits and non-inclusive work culture,
a lack of female representation in leadership,
the constant need to prove your skills and ability,
demeaning comments, sexism, harassment,
stereotypes, bias, and discrimination.
They are so many. These are just a few of the ways that many women in today's workplace suffer discrimination. While this inequality can come in every industry, it seems particularly common in the male-dominated tech industry. In fact, Fortune reported that women make up just about 25% of the workforce in the tech industry, and the quit rate for women in high-tech jobs is 41%. That is more than twice the rate men do quit.
And it doesn't end there. In the US, for instance, only 25% of computing jobs are held by women. In Silicon Valley, the home of many innovation companies and technological giants such as Apple, Google, and Microsoft, men earned an approximate average of 61% more than women. It is also a well-known fact that women in technology hold far less than 50% of the jobs at every level in these tech giants.
These figures are staggering. And I mean, despite the tech industry developing at a fast pace and even ranking as one of the top industries accounting for the highest number of fastest growing companies around the globe, women still remain hugely underrepresented in this field.
It is so sad. There is a huge imbalance in the tech industry, with 75% of the workforce being male and only 25% female. This, in turn, has resulted in breeding of gender bias. Whether deliberate or unconscious, bias makes it difficult for women to move ahead.
That's true. Let's talk about some common gender bias examples in the tech sector. I love the campaign theme of the recently commemorated International Women's Day that revolved around breaking the bias and imagining a more gender equal world. A world where we actively call out gender bias, discrimination, and stereotyping each time we see it. And that is what we're going to do today. Lorene, you want to start us off?
Sure. First that comes to mind is the unequal pay. Unequal pay is a common result of this gender bias. Women and men who do the same job have the same qualifications, but don't get paid the same amount, which is unfair and frustrating.
So unfair. Secondly, is women not being hired due to male-dominated workplaces, situations where top leadership and managers are mostly men. It's most likely that they will lean and relate more towards male candidates during job interviews and placements. And as a consequence, female candidates, even though qualified, may not be considered, limiting their opportunities.
Now that you have mentioned the hiring process, the unfair interview questions about family and home, questions about relationships at home, marital status, children, and how women plan to be committed to work while still handling motherhood and wife duties are unfair, as they could easily show preference of family over work or result to women not getting jobs they are qualified for.
That brings me to the issue of promotions. Again and again, women have been disregarded for promotions in the workplace. The sole reason they're not promoted is the tendency in company leadership to feel like women will spend more of their time handling family issues other than work-related assignments. There's this unconscious bias that men are more closely associated with work and women are associated with family. It is this belief that is often what keeps women from advancing the workforce, especially in the world of technology. And women seeking promotion must always fight a lot of bureaucracies so as to be promoted. And it's very unfortunate because I believe women leaders are great leaders in the workplace and they deserve the same kind of opportunities as men.
Talking of responsibilities, some women in the office aren't given the responsibilities they deserve or can handle. Simply because they are women, they may be passed over to their male counterparts for no other reason than their gender.
And sexist conversations that make women feel uncomfortable. These kinds of conversations can happen in the workplace all the time and can result in issues all around the office. Sexism, sexual harassment are both important topics that should be addressed in every organization regularly. We can think of so many gender bias examples.
True, Gladys. We can go on and on and on when it comes to gender bias.
I know. And at Reaction Power, we believe that breaking the bias should be top of the agenda for tech companies all year round, not just on International Women's Day, Women's History Month, Women's Equality Day, or Mother's Day. And we are a global marketing and technology company that is consistently seeking concrete measures to support and promote gender parity.
Well said, Gladys. I think the first step to help fight gender bias is fixing the gender pay gap. Companies need to be transparent about salaries and need to commit to paying women equally. Training and advancement opportunities also need to be made intentionally equal, and companies need to be looking to promote women actively at the same rate as men.
That's true. And let us also ensure that women are in tech leadership roles. Women are hugely underrepresented in tech leadership. They make up almost half, that is 47% of the US workforce, but women hold less than one-third, 28% of the leadership positions in tech. This can be enhanced by creating gender-neutral job descriptions, providing mentorship and advancement programs, and reviewing performance management processes to eliminate bias from the entire process.
Yes, let us create and promote a healthy working culture for women. There are many ways to do this. Champion for work-life balance, take a hard look at parental leave policies, consider bringing in experts to educate your team about the role of unconscious bias and sexism play in the workplace.
Yeah, and last but not least, empower yourself and your coworkers. You can empower yourself as a female in the workplace to help address a bias based on gender. If you are actually experiencing gender bias in the workforce, speak up in meetings, take a middle seat at a conference table, put your hat in the ring for promotions and raises. Men and women alike can empower women in the workplace by also recognizing achievements and creating a clear vision of how women benefit the company. Will you break the bias?
Will you break the bias?
Until next time, check out our website, www.reactionpower.com, and our Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter platforms under the handle Reaction Power. That's it all for today. Bye.
Thank you for having me, Gladys, and thank you for tuning in, everybody. Bye.